Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you with the final installment in our study of the Upper Room Ministry for Manna in the Morning. Our reading today is in John chapter 17 and verse 24. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Lord Jesus was praying for his own in this great chapter of John chapter 17, and I don't believe there's another passage like it in all the Word of God. What wonderful truths the Lord brings out on our behalf. He had just been talking about the unity of the believers, how he was praying that the world might look at them and know of the glory that had been given them by the Son. Indeed, the change that's made in the Christian life isn't explainable by human psychology. It isn't explainable by any answers of man. All that can explain the change that happens to the Christian is the supernatural work of God in the new birth. But now the Lord Jesus very personally and poignantly prays in verse 24, Father, I will. Now that's interesting, because no man can come to the Father and demand something. We can come and pray, Father, if it's thy will. We can say, Father, here's what I'd like, but nevertheless, thy will be done. But here the Lord Jesus, praying in perfect harmony and conformity to the will of the Father, says, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Imagine that, believer. There can be no greater security than this. The Son of God wills that the believer will be with him for all eternity. That is, it is his desire and his sovereign choice that the believer will be with him forever. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ today, you're eternally secure. Not because of your will, which can fluctuate and fail, but because of the unchanging, perfect will of the Son of God, who desires that the believers would be with him where he is. Notice why he wants us there. That they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. He had prayed earlier in this prayer, Father, glorify thou me with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. And we're going to get to share into that glory and behold that glory. Imagine the longing of the heart of the Son of God, who was there in a body that veiled his glory, who was there in a body that was described by Romans 8 in the likeness of sinful flesh. Nothing sinful about the body, but nevertheless, it was a far cry from the glory he had in heaven with the Father before the world was. But now they were going to get to see just how much the Father loved the Son. They were going to get to behold the glory that was his by right. We will get to behold it if we're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. We would never know the Father but for the fact that the Son has come into the world to reveal him to us. And he says in verse 26, I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Now a name reveals someone's character in Scripture. That's why the names of people in Scripture are often so important. Their meanings are very important. Abram, high father, becomes Abraham, father of a multitude. Likewise here, the Son says, I've declared to them thy name. In other words, I've shown them what God is like. I've described for them what you're like, Holy Father, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them. The very love with which he loves the Son, he loves the believer as well. And he says, I in them. Now what a wonderful way to end this ministry, the assurance of his ongoing presence in us. That whatever trials and difficulties and hardships come, Jesus never leaves us nor forsakes us. The Lord Jesus indwells us. He lives within us. Praise God for his mercy.